News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, I'm going to surf a few news headlines for you. Before I do that, though, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe is something you have got to check out. If you have not done it yet, I'm saying why? Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway down near Whole Foods. So yes, Just Love Coffee Cafe, they've got coffee, that's the name, Just Love Coffee. But they've got so much more than that. But their coffee, yes, it is epic good, all right? So you go in there, you can get them to grind the beans, you can have a fresh hot cup of black coffee, that's what I like a lot of times, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. They've also got, though, all of the what I would call the gourmets. They've got the things like the espressos, the lattes, the cappuccinos, the mocha lattes. Oh, just good stuff, man. But the food? Oh, the food, man. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, waffles like you wouldn't believe. Waffles everywhere you turn. A lot of their even their sandwiches are cooked in a waffle iron. I mean, it's just kind of cool. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And please tell them that you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Okay, hey, listen, a couple of things that are happening in the news. 1819 News, you hear me talk about them all the time. Big announcement from them today on their website. They just hired Lauren Walsh to come on as their investigative journalist. And that's one of the things that's going to happen with 1819. They're going to have stories that go deep dive. They're going to have stories that might have to even be more than one, you know, more maybe unrolled over a period of days because they're extensive and they do deep dive on things that might not be making the headlines, maybe even about corruption and things like that that has to get exposed. Well, 1819 News just hired Lauren Walsh. I knew Lauren when she was a reporter for WSFA down in Montgomery. She is solid. And congratulations to Lauren Walsh and to 1819 for this new partnership. Looking forward to seeing her work with 1819. Other things that are happening around the state. I told you about Lionel Richie. Copper, what are you asking me? Where can we find?
Yes. Caller's asking, where can we find the handbook for the No Place for Hate?
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I tell you what. All I did was I just Googled No Place for Hate handbook, and it came right up. And let me just do that right now while I'm on the air. Okay, it was saved. It's the very first thing at the top. It was a PDF that I downloaded. No Place for Hate Coordinator Handbook and Resource Guide. It's on. You can go to the website noplaceforhate.org. They've got it on there. It's right there in PDF form. And the one that I got very easily within a matter of seconds is the one that is for the 2021 and 2 school year. Hang on a second. Yep. 2021-2022 No Place for Hate Coordinator Handbook and Resource Guide. That's what it is. So that answer, Copper? Is that good?
Yes, thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. Folks, ask questions about that. And by the way, go look at page 24. You'll like that one. Page 24. Oh, yes. Yes. Don't tell the parents. They might not want to, you know, be uncomfortable when they go home. The kids, I mean. Wow. Okay, other things happening in the news you'll be interested to know. Just today, it was kind of, you know, one of those typical moments. Did you know that President Biden said that if you are a Trump supporter, you're among the most extreme of the political right that's ever existed, he said. Okay. I mean, I can't tell you how many of us, you know, voted for Trump, MAGA hat wearing folks. And guess what? We don't eat our dead, and we're not weird. And by the way, we just care about this country, and we want to see it preserved and not destroyed left and right. So, yeah, Biden says the MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that's ever existed in recent American history. What? He also went on to say that the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion on Roe v. Wade is about a lot more than abortion. It's even about suppressing LGBTQ kids. What? I just wonder sometimes, is he just winging it, or are people actually putting these things on his teleprompter? I don't know. But there's that. Oh, there it is. Where's the quote? I just saw it. Roe v. Wade gets reversed. Now what happens if you have states changing the law saying that children who are LGBT can't be in classrooms? What does that got to do with Roe v. Wade? Copper, you're a Roe v. Wade expert. Do you have anything in there that says, okay, anything about LGBTQ kids? Yeah.
No. So wait, are they saying that we shouldn't abort LGBTQ babies?
No. He's saying that if they reverse Roe v. Wade, that one of the results will happen is that states will start changing laws saying that children who are LGBT can't be in classrooms with other kids.
What on earth does that have anything to do with?
Nothing. Not only that, who's going to do that? I mean, I don't want them teaching my kids that they're gender fluid, but at the same time, if somebody's child is in that classroom, no one's going to kick them out. Good Lord.
No, but I like that argument. The baby you're carrying could be gay, so you should, probably not kill it, because that's discriminatory.
There's ways to twist this message. It's unreal. There's a lot of other things, too. And then, of course, like I said earlier, story in the news right now, coming out of Alabama's Lauderdale County, right here in the listening area, is we do have that situation with the corrections officer, female, whose last name is White, who appears to have been in some form of either relationship or at least collusion with a convicted felon and believed to be murderer, who I don't know what in the world, whether they have an illicit relationship or whether she was coerced in some way, but she has apparently helped him escape, and their last known was on the run together. And we hope that she's safe, and we hope that he's caught very soon. Hope they're both caught, for that matter. But I don't want to speculate as to what her situation might be. But apparently there's left behind some evidence that it was willing as opposed to unwilling. That's too bad. All right, folks, listen. What a great day. What a full show. Tomorrow is going to be just as good, if not better. Y'all stay tuned. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. This is Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have a great night.